Order.
Parliament's response to the Pike River coal mine disaster has cleared its first hurdle in the House. It's in the form of a bill setting up a new government agency responsible for safety in the workplace. And it's in the name of Labor Minister Simon Bridges.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Health and Safety Pike River Implementation Bill be now read a first time.
Mr. Bridges said the bill was part of the government's commitment to implement the recommendations of the Pike River Royal Commission and brought New Zealand's mine safety into line with international best practice.
We owe this to the workers who lost their lives at Pike River and their families, and to all current and future workers in the mining industry.
Simon Bridges' Labour shadow Darian Fenton said the bill had Labour's support and hoped that the Industrial Relations Committee, which will be taking submissions, would be hearing from the Pike River families as well as the men who go underground.
It is really important that during the process, the workers who are expert in the field who actually do the jobs, the people that represent them have real input, and those who actually work in mines, quarries and tunnels are heard.
Backing Darian Fenton's appeal, Labour's West Coast MP Damien O'Connor said there were lessons for politicians in what he described as a sad process over the past 20 years.
Minister after minister has refused to accept the wisdom from people at the coalface, literally, has accepted the advice of people sitting on their asses in Wellington. Yes, and I say it with a little bit of anger, because that's exactly what they were doing, making judgments on what was right and what was not right for the safety of people working underground.
Damien O'Connor's fellow West Coaster Nationals Chris Auchinvall said the legislation was based on lessons learned.
This bill is a continuum in showing that, like the fallen in the war, the 29 who fell in the mine disaster will not be forgotten, and we will and we do remember them, and that this bill is a part of the legislative proof that we're determined to look after the interests of those engaged in mining. It heralds a new beginning for the extractive industries, and I look forward to playing a full role with other members from all sides of the House.
Also from the West Coast, the Greens' Kevin Hay was more sceptical.
Everyone has the impression with this bill that the government is responding to public perception rather than a genuine understanding of the need for fundamental change. Mr. Speaker, we'll support this bill at this stage. We'll follow the submissions with very close interest, and we will need there to be significant change to continue to support.
Greens List MP Kevin Hague. Now from the Chamber to the committee rooms in this report from Rhys Lyon.
Making the case for the funding of his ministry, Defence Minister Jonathan Coleman briefed the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee about the latest developments in the country's military technology.
This is really a capability that will effectively, in laypeople's terms, digitise the NZDF. So it means we're going from maps to computers, more stuff being online, keeping our troops safer, easier to gather intelligence on the enemy in the field, also easier to know where our people are, and it's a significant capability for the NZDF.
Staying with the technology theme, the Minister faced questions from Green MP Kennedy Graham about New Zealand's involvement in the use of drone warfare.
One of the issues around drones, it's actually not the capability so much, it's how it's used and what you do with them, because if you look at how technology is developing, there are going to be more unmanned aerial vehicles, and that's, you know, it's going to be cheaper, more efficient, safer, a whole lot of things, but that's quite a different situation from whether you deploy those things illegally. It's like any capability, whether unmanned or manned, it's how it's used.
And on that note, Jonathan Coleman also answered questions about the legal ramifications of electronic warfare.
We take advice all the time on electronic warfare matters as required, but I can tell you at the operational level, if you go into a headquarters, one of the things that struck me when I became minister and observing exercises is that nothing is done without the presence of lawyers. So all the operational moves are checked by lawyers and clearly mapped against that. I don't know if you've got some comments there, General Jones, but you know, I'm confident that the NZDF operates within international law and also strives its very hardest to do so.
Defence Minister Jonathan Coleman speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee considering funding for his ministry.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.